Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Joshua Gong, a senior research scientist with Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Gong.
You are welcome, Bruce.
As part of research being conducted on behalf of Swine Innovation Pork, a multidisciplinary team of scientists are investigating the effectiveness of different types of novel alternatives to antibiotics that will promote pig gut health when incorporated into the post-weaning diet. First of all, what prompted this work and when, and what were the primary objectives?
The primary objective for this project is to promote the pig gut health and the growth performance and to keep the sustainable production of pigs.
Who is involved in the effort, representing what interests and in what roles?
We have several groups from different universities across the nation, including professors from the University of Manitoba, University of Guelph, and the University of Saskatchewan, and the AFC. And also, it's a Swine Research Center in Saskatchewan. And they have different expertise, you know, including swine nutrition and health, gastric microbiology, molecular biology, and chemistry. Therefore, they play different roles within the area of their expertise in this project.
Why is it so important to come up with alternatives to antibiotics, especially in the pork industry?
Because the public concern over the widespread of antibiotic resistance associated with the food animal productions. So the swine industry need to address the public concerns and also become more competitive in the market.
What ages of pigs are we looking at specifically and why?
We are more focused on the post-weaning period. This is the critical period in the swine production that significantly affects the pig performance and the swine economy.
What different types of novel alternatives to antibiotics are being looked at and assessed, and how is the information being collected, analyzed, and compared?
Okay, for this particular project, we are focused on the probiotics and enzymes. Dr. Min Fan at University of Guelph, many studied the enzymes. Therefore, you can interview him for more details. For probiotics researchers, we focus on the probiotics selection, development, and evaluation. We start from isolation and collection different bacterial isolates from the field and do in vitro evaluation for their ability to reduce the infection, to inhibit the growth of the ETEC pathogen. That is the major pathogen to cause the pig diarrhea. So after in vitro evaluation, we assess the capacity to reduce the ETEC infection and the pig litter diarrhea with the pig trials. These trials are performed in University of Manitoba and also University of Guelph, respectively. And after the pig challenging experiment, we also evaluate the growth performance of the pigs by feeding trials. As to how the data are collected, we normally do analysis and write up a manuscript and the presentation for write up a prescription for publication and also present the results at the different symposiums, including academia conference and also workshops organized by SIP Swine Cluster.
What have been the key findings?
We have identified Bacillus isolates that had a good potential to reduce the peak diarrhea. In addition, this project has contributed to the improvement of the encapsulation of heat-sensitive probiotics. That technology has been adopted by a Canadian company located in Alberta.
How is the information gathered through this work actually being applied? By whom and to what ends?
To the date, the result has been published in scientific journals and also presented to different conferences. And the end user should be the swine producers, pig producers, and scientific communities and the regulation bodies.
How may this work contribute to antibiotic use reduction, and what potentially is the significance of that?
If those selected probiotics can be used in production of the pigs, that can reduce the use of the antibiotics in feed and promote the sustainable the production of the pigs.
What are the next steps?
We are looking for more fundings to complete the story. To see if we can push the identified probiotics to be used in the swine production.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Our guest has been Dr. Joshua Gong, a senior research scientist with Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.